You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And a very good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to Wednesday. That's what we say, isn't it? Of course, WTW. Yes, welcome to Wednesday Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. Time now, just a minute after 7. I'm going to be with you from now until just before 10 o'clock this morning. So please, do try and hang around for as long as possible. Otherwise, I get lonely. Let's take a look, shall we? 26th of July is today's date. I say it is Wednesday. Born on this day, going back to the year 1856, was a gentleman. His name was George Bernard Shaw. He was an Irish playwright and a co-founder of the London School of Economics. He wrote more than 60 plays, which include Caesar and Cleopatra, Man and Superman, Major Barbara, Pygmalion, St. Joan and The Doctor's Dilemma. What a busy man he was. Brilliant.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días, la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
We'll be right back. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Goes Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels there, and Let Your Love Light Shine. And we start on... They just want to go on and on and on, don't they? Anyway, right, as I was saying, that was Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. And before that, starting us off this morning, Survivor and Eye of the Tiger. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just 10 minutes after the hour of 7 this morning. And what have we got for you? Well, it is Wednesday, and I'm happy to say that Andreas is going to be able to join us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Apparently, yes, he's been to see 3 movies. Oppenheimer, which is an interesting one. I'll be glad to hear about that. Oppenheimer and Barbie, and what was the other one, yes? Oh, yeah, Mission Impossible, of course. Oh, yes, that's another one. Actually, there's 3 movies there, which I'd quite like to go and see myself. Right, so anyway, yeah, Andreas is going to be with us, and that is in about an hour's... Well, be with us in an hour's time here on the Breakfast Show. Apart from that, all the usual bits and pieces for you, going right through until 10 this morning. Well, we have Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. If you got wheels, this one's useful for you. Life is a highway. Tom Cochrane here on the Breakfast Show.
Love's like a road that you travel on, where there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world that's highly dark and cold, where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, I break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
There we go, yes, life is a highway. And right, that's brought us to, just a couple of seconds away from 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. So, we're going to do this. We're going to get you in the shower and spruced up and smelling nice, especially if you're using the metro, please. I tell you what, in the shower with you this morning, with all the problems with water and us not getting enough rain in the right places, well, this is from Chaka Khan. And it's quite aptly named, Never Miss the Water.
Thank you.
There we go, yes, in the shower with you this morning, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, and never miss the water, and till it's gone. Hey, how true a word is that? Hey, gosh, we look at the news now, the forest fires everywhere, good grief, it's really, really quite scary. And another piece, actually, there's a piece on the, I think it was on Al Jazeera I was watching last night, and a group of scientists have said, they think we have at a maximum 2 years to change things, which isn't going to happen, is it? We know what people are like. Too much greed, too much money. Oh, no, it's all right. It'll sort itself out. They reckon, this is something I heard many, many years ago, that this is going to likely to affect the current, the Atlantic current. And basically, when that has happened, we're screwed. And I read this many, many years ago about how it's done. It's to do with the warm water coming in and the fresh water from the ice melting. They reckon it'll switch the current. And the last time that happened, apparently we had an ice age. One extreme to another. Anyway, time on the breakfast show, 21 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Quick good mornings to Mary Lou and to Paul this morning. They dropped me a little line earlier on. And also, a bigger good morning this morning. Good morning, Renee. Renee dropped me a line. You remember yesterday I mentioned today is Renee's birthday. Yes, it is indeed. And she sent me some nice pictures. Looks like she's got some nice presents to open. Anyway, Renee says, good morning. Happy to celebrate another trip around the sun. This is actually my third birthday celebration in Greece. We went to Rhodes for my 30th birthday while I was 7 months pregnant with our first daughter. Then we went to Santorini for my 40th. Awesome husband. With all the stresses of work, got up early this morning and put up birthday decorations. And then this morning, with a beautiful bouquet of flowers arrived. Feeling the love. Oh, wasn't that nice? And feeling festive. He asked if we could play Macarena for you. From Los Dios, Los del Rio. Yeah, I've got that for you, but first of all, we've got to do our specials here, on the breakfast show when you have a happy birthday. So from all of us here and all our listeners, Renee, have an absolutely wonderful day.
Birthday you will never forget with your favorite DJ.
Bye. cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena. Bala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo pa' dar la alegría y cosa buena. Bala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, Macarena.
Come and find me, my name is Macarena. Always at the party con las chicas que son buenas. Come join me, dance with me, and all you fellas chant along with me.
Bala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo pa' dar la alegría y cosa buena. Bala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, Macarena. Bala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Bala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, Macarena. Bala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Bala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, Macarena. Bala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Bala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, Macarena. Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, Macarena.
There we go. Yes, a very happy birthday to Hudson Renee this morning. Well, it's, I guess it's your afternoon, evening, isn't it? Well, I hope you're having a wonderful day. And Mary Lou sent a little a gift for you here. That's a gift, not a gift.
Down around the corner,
wishing you a happy birthday.
See them long trains running and watch them disappear without love. Where would you be right now without love? You know, I saw Miss Lucy down along the tracks. She lost her home and family, and she won't be coming back without love. And the Southern Central Freight, you gotta keep on pushing, mama, 'cause you know they're running late. Without love,
without love,
where would you be right now? Yeah. Without Southern Central Free, you gotta keep on pushing, mama, 'cause you know they're running late. Without love,
without love,
where would you be right now? Yeah. Without love. Well, the pistons keep on turning and the wheels go round and round, and the steel rails are cold and hard, and the miles as they go. Without love,
without love,
where would you be right now? Yeah. Without love, where would we be right now? Ooh, gotta move it on. Gotta move it along.
And that comes off of an album called The 1980s Recovered. And there's some very, very good covers on it as well, like this one, Long Train Running. And this version is by Curiosity Killed the Cat. I got a couple more tracks I think I'm going to put on from that album for you today. Anyway, the time on The Breakfast Show is exactly 7:30.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Attention, construction professionals, cabinet makers, plumbers, electricians, painters, architects, contractors, interior designers, transporters, PHS, and school administrators. We invite you to join Do It Pro, the benefits program for professional clients of Do It Center. With Do It Pro, you receive exclusive benefits all year round, such as special prices and promotions, technical training, extended catalogue, and many more benefits as well. Join at your nearest Do It Center and start receiving all of those benefits of being a pro client of Do It Pro.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tyres. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express, 648-14281. Give them a call, 648-14281.
In Albrook Car Service Express.
And it's this time of the program where we take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning, together with a little bit of news headlines. Economy, yes, finance headlines as well. After years of pandemic isolation, North Korea has invited its friends back this week, hosting senior Chinese and Russian delegations for 70th anniversary commemorations of the Korean War and the struggle against the United States and its allies. The visiting dignitaries, which include Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu and Chinese Communist Party Politburo member Li Hongzhong, and they're expected to be presented with one of North Korea's signature events, a massive military parade showcasing its latest weaponry. Analysts say that the spectacle will likely include the North's nuclear-tipped missiles banned by the United Nations Security Council, where Russia and China are permanent members. The United States Department of Defense announced $400 million in additional security assistance for Ukraine. This was on Tuesday. Today, including air defense missiles, armored vehicles, and small drones, as Ukraine's counteroffensive against Russia grinds on. The new aid package, which was first reported by Reuters, will include for the first time US-finished Black Hornet surveillance drones made by Teledyne FLIR Defense, part of Teledyne Technologies. Aided by local residents, hundreds of Portuguese firefighters scrambled on Tuesday to put out flames sweeping across a natural park near the popular holiday destination of Cascais, with strong winds complicating efforts to tackle the blaze. The wildfire started at 5 p.m. Yesterday in a mountainous area that is part of the Sintra Cascais Natural Park, which covers around 145 square kilometres of land and is located west of the capital, Lisbon. And Italy's southern island of Sicily has been devastated by wildfires that have killed 3 elderly people, its regional president said, as a heat wave and severe storms further north took a heavy toll. The charred bodies of a couple in their 70s were found in their burnt-out home on the outskirts of Palermo, the regional capital, according to Italian media reports. A rapidly spreading wildfire that broke out at the centre of the Spanish island of Gran Canaria on Tuesday forced the authorities to remove several hundred villagers from their homes, shut 3 roads, and deploy helicopters to contain the blaze. A Reuters witness said that the flames affecting the hilly central part of the island near the Tejada Peak, away from the beaches popular with tourists, were just meters from an array of antennas on a mountaintop, some of them linked to air traffic control. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has taken a hit in opinion polls from a judicial overhaul that has triggered unprecedented protests, dismayed close ally Washington, and strained loyalties of some army reservists. Surveys by two main Israeli news broadcasters show that if an election was held now, the number of seats held by Netanyahu's hard-right governing coalition in the 120-seat Knesset parliament would fall from 64 to 52 or 53. United States President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, is set to plead guilty on Wednesday to two misdemeanor charges of willfully failing to pay income taxes, part of a deal that allows him to avert conviction on a gun-related charge. The younger Biden did not pay taxes on more than $1.5 million in income that was in 2017 and 2018, despite owing more than $100,000, said prosecutors. The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point on Wednesday, making the 11th hike in the U.S. central bank's past 12 policy meetings and possibly a last move in its aggressive battle to tame inflation. The increase, anticipated by investors with nearly a 100% probability, would raise the benchmark overnight interest rate to the 5.25% to 5.25 to 5.5 range. And that would bring it to roughly the highest level since the approach to the 2007-2009 financial crisis and recession. German industry is finding new ways to transport cargoes from coal to chemicals as increasingly frequent low water levels on the Rhine disrupt Europe's largest economy. The 1,230-kilometre river, a world-famous tourist destination and a part of the national psyche, is the commercial artery for 80% of the German economy's inland shipping of goods, including crude oil and natural gas. But following extended periods of low water in 2018 and 2022, Rhine levels are again too low in parts of the river for cargo vessels to sail fully loaded when they can hold the equivalent of up to 150 trucks. UPS and its Team Masters Union have signed a tentative contract deal for about $340,000 workers at the parcel delivery firm, 1 week ahead of a threatened strike that could have cost the economy billions and disrupted a quarter of the nation's package shipments. Pratt & Whitney on Tuesday hit fresh turbulence over a problem-plagued engine model. This is prompting a 10% drop in shares of parent RTX, as it said more than 1,000 engines must be removed from Airbus planes and checked for microscopic cracks. A slide in the dollar and signs that volatility is returning to foreign exchange markets as interest rate hikes bite is causing investors to reassess widely popular carry trades and to be pickier about which currencies they back. And a fire blazed on Wednesday on a ship off the Dutch coast with nearly 3,000 vehicles, killing one person and injuring several others, the Coast Guard has said. The fire began on Tuesday night on the 199-metre Panama-registered Fremantle Highway, which was en route from Germany to Egypt, forcing several crew members to jump overboard. The Coast Guard said on its website that the cause of the fire was unknown, but a Coast Guard spokesperson had earlier told Reuters it began near an electric car. United Kingdom's FTSE 100 slipped on Wednesday as negative corporate updates from miner Rio Tinto and bank Lloyds weighed on the blue chip index, while shares of NatWest dropped after the bank's CEO stepped down. The FTSE 100 index lost about 0.2%, while the more domestically focused FTSE 250 mid-cap index, well, that was flat. And oil prices edged lower on Wednesday, with investors cautious ahead of an expected Federal Reserve rate hike later in the day and a spike in U.S. crude supplies. Brent crude futures was down 85 cents to $82.79 a barrel by 10:26 GM today, GMT, while the U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude was at $78.82. That was down 81 cents. Both hit three-month highs on Tuesday. And that's it. There we go. A little bit to get through this morning, all happening in the world of finance and the world in general. And let me see, that has brought us to time-wise. We are 19 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. Waiting for a Girl Like You. We're 15 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock. And still to come, don't forget, we're going to be checking in with Ingrid in around about all 35 minutes time. Andreas is going to be with us. He's seen three movies. He's seen Mission Impossible, Barbie, and the other one is Oppenheimer. In actual fact, three movies I wouldn't mind seeing myself. So I'll be interested to see what he has to say about them. And let me see. Good morning. Let me say a very good morning to Paul and Maria over there in South London. Morning. Hope you're all right. Having a good time. All right. Don't know what accent that was. Anyway, good morning to you, Paul. He drops a little note and asked if we could play a piece of music for him this morning. It's a brand new release by S Club. They've released it's their first new song now for two decades, 3 months after the death of Paul Catamol. The group says that These Are the Days, which is the name of the song released on Wednesday today, is intended as a tribute to their former bandmate. Catamol died of natural causes in April, and this was weeks after the group announced a reunion tour. The song has been recorded by Bradley McIntosh, Joe O'Meara, Rachel Stevens, John Lee and Tina Barrett, who have said that they will proceed with the tour. Hannah Spirit, who was previously in a relationship with Catamol, is no longer taking part in the tour or the single, as she has said that she's still too upset about his death. Earlier this week, Spirit told the Sun newspaper, "It's still so raw, and I have these moments where I don't quite believe that it's real. I still can't believe I will never see him again." So the single, just released today from S Club, These Are the Days, for Paul and Maria over there in South London.
Sun is high. Other since the early days, always been close when it matters. Look how much we've changed. Still so much to discover. And if someday we find we ever have to say goodbye, we'll be running back these memories to relive time after time. Because these are the days.
played for the first time here in the Republic of Panama S Club there, and These Are the Days. And Paul, big thank you for pointing us in the direction. That one's a good song. It's catchy, isn't it, already?
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
When I touch you, I can feel you shivering. I can feel your heart is beating fast. We are alone in this crowded room. Oh, tonight there is something happening, and it's something that should never be. But there's a flame over you and me.
Because I've become
Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought, but I was kind. Sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My time.
There goes another one from the album, 80s Recovered, That's a Human, by Go West, or the other way around. The time on The Breakfast Show, we're just going up the top of the hour, time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Waking you up every morning, your baby.
the best place to be in the mornings.
Attention. Construction professionals, cabinet makers, plumbers, electricians, painters, architects, contractors, interior designers, transporters, PHS, and school administrators. We invite you to join Do It Pro, the benefits program for professional clients of Do It Center. With Do It Pro, you receive exclusive benefits all year round, such as special prices and promotions, technical training, extended catalogue, and many more benefits as well. Join at your nearest Do It Center and start receiving all of those benefits of being a pro client of Do It Pro.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Vale Motors. We'll keep you running.
Vale Motors.
Entonces, nos vemos mañana.
No puedo, cena familiar.
¿Pasado?
No, tengo examen en la U.
¿Semana que viene?
Ay, no.
¿El 15?
Tengo depilación.
¿El 17?
Uf, me voy para la playa.
¿Y si mejor lo hacemos ya?
Obvio, ¿por qué no?
Vamos.
Gordon's, ¿te apuntas? Cuando maneje no tome, drinkiq.com.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
indeed. Taking Care of Business, Backman Turner, Overdrive. Talking about taking care of business.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's a wacky Wednesday. Humpity hump. I'm looking at my trees, looking at the beautiful yard, the pineapple. Hello, Chelsea. Yes, this is called Bajareque. Yes, we're having a little Bajareque. Ah, oh, another beautiful morning in paradise. I was telling my sister the other day how lucky we are. We live in paradise, and we get to do this every day. Most people just come for a visit, and we're glad they come, and then they leave. But it is gorgeous. It is fresh. It's cool and crisp. You hear the cocks crowing in the background, the different birds in the morning, my dog wanting to get outside. She said, I gotta get out and chase them kitty cats. I've been neglecting my duty. Yeah, well, she did her duty, and she did chase them. Now, I just have to be careful when I walk over towards the bitch bunker, because with the dropping mangoes, I have to kind of dodge them, but they're everywhere. I'm glad tomorrow my man's coming to clean that yard up, so I won't have to worry about it. Hey, tomorrow is Thursday. I have a couple of birthday people. I'm going to have to wish them a happy bidet to them tomorrow. Yeah, when I get a chance. People are just so kind. But, you can feel the rest, the peacefulness of El Valle. Lots of people want to come up here, and thank you that they come up and then they go home, because that's the best part. During the week, it's nice and quiet. On the weekends, it can get noisy in some places where people come up to party, but most of the time, it's nice and peaceful, and I'm grateful for that. Thank you for that. But I'm going to have to work on those mangoes. My God, there's them in the tree, and I'm afraid one of them dropped the other day so close to a cat. So I was like, oh, God, if it ever hits one, it's going to kill him. Knock him senseless for sure. Right there, buddies. Yeah, kitty, 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 kitty. All right, well, she's over there patrolling the pussycat area, so I better get over there and make sure she don't eat their food. All right, you guys have a wonderful humpity hump day, and back to you in the studio.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun. And follow my face on some of this new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream. Cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dumping my load. I find a place for being a sleepy bulldog. And you can be sure that if you're feeling right, a daydream will last long into the night. Tomorrow at breakfast you may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream. Custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy.
I do like that one. Loving Spoonful. And that was called Daydream. Right, it is that time of the week. He's back from taking time off. Again. Good morning, Andres.
Again? I took a week off.
A week? Yes.
How is it again?
Well, because you went on holiday last year, didn't you?
Well, it's supposed to happen. And by the way, yeah. I'm leaving again in September. Don't be celebrating now.
What?
Don't be celebrating. I see it. Yeah, don't do that.
What date?
The 16th to the 24th, I think. So mid-September?
Because that's a bit of a... My wife's going away on the same day.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually eloping.
Yeah, she's going away for 2 weeks in September.
Where's she going?
She's going over to San Diego.
Oh, ooh, I've heard it's a beautiful town.
It is, isn't it? It is, because that's where her sister lives with her husband.
Have you been there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it is. It's like the climate is fantastic.
I've heard, yeah.
They're going there, and then because the whole family sort of get together, and they're going up to Vancouver for a while.
Yeah, coincidentally.
Why?
I have family in San Diego. Am I going to be in San Diego with Christina? Who knows? Who knows?
Anyway, moving on. what have you been doing?
I've been watching a lot of movies.
What did you do when you went away? You went and watched three movies?
I watched, you know what? I did the social media trend yesterday.
Well, you did.
I did the Barbieheimer. I double featured it yesterday.
You did?
I did. Started at 5.
Mm-hmm.
Finished around 11.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I loved it. My wife fell asleep in the second movie.
What was the second one?
Barbie.
Oh, the second one was Barbie.
Which is, she's super mad at herself, because that's the one she really wanted to watch.
Well, she went with you. Of course she went to sleep.
How are you blaming me for her falling asleep during a film at the movie theater?
Well, that's the same thing happens over here. I mean, you know, listen to Yasmin.
No. That's crying. That's not sleeping, by the way.
I know.
Wrong. Wrong audio file.
But he's snoring.
There you go. Okay, got it. You got it, that one. You nailed it, though.
Yeah, it goes with you everywhere. Yes, so I haven't seen any of them because I've got three different emails here from Yasmin with all the information.
Yes, I
But you've seen three movies that I'm interested in seeing myself.
There you go. So which one do you want to start with?
Well, you tell me, because we've got Mission Impossible, we've got Oppenheimer. And I tell you what, let's do Mission Impossible, then Oppenheimer, and then Barbie.
Got it, let's do it.
Okay, right.
Let's start with Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1.
Oh, there's going to be a sequel.
Well, this is already a sequel. This is the seventh film in the franchise.
So this is Part 7.1.
I guess so, something like that. Got it. Okay, all so right. Again... Mm-hmm. Directed by Christopher McQuarrie. Okay, he's been a long collaborator now with Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Tom Cruise, obviously. Hayley Atwell, Vin Rains, and Simon Pegg.
Mm-hmm.
Give us the plot, Jared. Because it's going to sound incredibly familiar.
Okay.
Go.
But I haven't read it yet, so...
Okay, you digest.
I'm doing this cold.
Yeah.
Okay.
So don't judge.
Should I turn the air conditioning off?
No.
Ethan Hunt! And the IMF team must track down a terrifying new weapon that threatens all of humanity if it falls into the wrong hands. Now, with control of the future and the fate of the world at stake, a deadly race around the globe begins, confronted by a mysterious, all-powerful enemy. Ethan is forced to consider that nothing can matter more than the mission, not even the lives of those he cares about most. Well, that bloody selfish...
Here's the interesting part of that plot. By the way, not wrote myself. I took it out from the internet. But you can put that plot in every single Mission Impossible movie.
Yes,
and it will describe the movie.
That's true.
It is no different whatsoever. There is no details. It is the most generic plot I've ever seen. Described a Mission Impossible movie because it's exactly the same phrase each movie. Anyways, let's start right off the way with positive stunts and action set pieces are, as always, incredible. This is why you go to the movie theater. The stunts this man does is just...
insane.
No, I was going to say... Insane. They are worth the price of admission.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The typical action movie rule of no good guy dies is out the window for this one. Which I love. Mm-hmm. It keeps it surprising. Mm-hmm. You don't know if anybody's going to make it, everybody's going to die.
Is Tom Cruise his last movie? Or?
Doubt it. He just said he wanted to do Mission Impossible movies till he's 80, so...
James Bond is doing the same thing.
No, James Bond, no.
Well, they can change James Bond.
Yeah, they change
James Bond.
Yeah, they
change him, yeah.
No, Harrison Ford is doing that.
Yes, that is very true, yes. And they're using CGI to make him look younger.
Apparently. I know.
Yeah.
Are they doing the same thing with you?
Shut up.
Okay. Palm Clementia, if I think that's pronounced that way. Is excellent and unexpected as an evil henchman.
Okay.
You know this actress, by the way.
I do.
Yes, because you enjoy her other franchise, which is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay.
She is the character in the second one that has antennas and can, like, control people's minds.
No wonder I didn't recognize her.
Yeah, she is completely unrecognizable. Mm-hmm. But it is unexpected how good she is as a baddie. Like, she is a badass in this movie. I really was impressed.
Okay, cool.
Cool gadgets, as all Mission Impossible movies have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you like those. You like cool gadgets. Oh, yes.
Like they do in James Bond. Well,
this is very James Bond-y.
Yeah, this is very similar in a way.
Yes,
they?
It is. Yes. But he is not suave. He doesn't have that that cheekiness.
No, because he's small. James Bond has. He's small.
He is a tiny human being. He's not tiny.
He's 5'6". Vertically challenged, I think.
No, he's 5'6".
Well, that's not bad.
Well, that's what
he should stop standing next to tall people then.
Well, the thing is, nowadays, like I'm playing basketball with a bunch of kids, and they're all like super tall. I don't know what's in the chicken, but Jesus.
Completely changing the subject. Yeah. You know who's very small? Vladimir Putin.
Is he?
Yeah, I saw him walking over the other day.
You had a nice dinner?
Really did. Yes. But anyway, carry on.
Here we go. By the way, conclusion of the show today, Putin, incredibly small. Nice conclusion. Here we go.
Have we finished?
No.
Oh, you're going?
A lot of movies to go.
Okay.
Some actually good comedic moments by Tom Cruise. I haven't seen funny Tom Cruise in a while. I gotta be honest. I was impressed. I was like, there you go. He still has it.
Next thing you'll be doing is sit-down comedy.
Yeah. Tribute shots to the first De Palma Mission Impossible film.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the first one?
No.
By Brian De Palma, no?
I don't remember why I go in the kitchen.
Super fair. But there's a classic shot in the first one where Tom Cruise is like doing some stuff on top of a bullet train. And
I seem to remember that one? Yeah, I seem to remember that.
They bring that a little bit back. It's nice to see that.
Okay.
And there's a little homage there. Touching moments between the IMF crew.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in this movie, you can really have a sense of family between them. We've seen Ben Rhames, we've seen Simon Pegg, we've seen Rebecca Ferguson, all those characters.
International Monetary Fund.
No, that's not it.
That's the only
Impossible
IMF.
Missioned Federation, I think it's called.
Right.
I'm not kidding.
Even you're not sure.
By the way, there is a joke in the movie about it. Like, IMF, isn't that a bank? Somebody said, isn't that a bank? And he's like, no, this is something else. But yeah, I enjoyed the family bond in this one. Rebecca Ferguson still kicks ass as Isla Faust.
Mm-hmm.
Ilsa Faust is how you pronounce that one.
Faust.
Mm-hmm. Faust. But she's great. She's still kicks ass. She has now been probably the most recurring female character of all Mission Impossible movies. She's now been, I think, in 3.
Mm-hmm.
So, good for her. Still kick ass. Isai Morales is a fine villain. Mm-hmm. He's not a great villain, but he's fine. Mm-hmm. A good baddie. I know you like a good baddie. He's good. Not bad. Negatives. Let's go with negatives real quick.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Hayley Atwell storyline feels shoehorned in. They bring a brand new character, and they introduce her, and immediately she bonds with Ethan Hunt's character, and immediately there's like a deep connection between the whole IMF crew and her. It didn't make a lot of sense. I feel you need to earn these things. For example, Rebecca Ferguson's character, she was introduced to us in the first movie, and now we can understand the bond between her and Ethan Hunt 3 movies
mm-hmm,
later.
Mm-hmm.
But they are trying to achieve that with Hayley Atwell's character immediately, and I found that a little bit too shoehorned.
And Felipe, by the way, good morning to you, Felipe. Thank you. Says IMF Impossible Mission
Force is the one. Force.
There you go.
There you go.
Thank you, Felipe. I know some. It's nice to know that somebody knows.
I know.
You know.
Thank God. He should have a radio show. Because I can't do this anymore.
First movie was released back in 1996. There you go.
I know. 1996.
I was a mere child.
I was 11 years old.
Still are.
Fair enough. In mind. That's true. Negatives. The film doesn't sell the traumatic origin story of Ethan Hunt. Henceforth, the revenge plot is not earned. They do this whole thing about how Ethan Hunt became part of IMF the character that pushes him to IMF is his revenge plot. But I don't know. It feels like they're trying to bring in new elements and new plot points to build this thing for future generations, but it feels very, very forced. I'm over the whole part 1 and part 2 thing. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood, if you're listening, give me a movie that ends. Start doing the part one, part two. Mm-hmm. In this summer, there's been like three or four movies that have done that. I'm tired.
That would even stop me from going to the movies. If I know it's not got an ending, why would I bother going?
And keep this in mind. Part two has not finished filming, and now that the actors are on strike, who knows when we're going to get this movie?
Ooh.
It might be a couple years, and that, I'm sorry I'm going to say it, Jerry, pisses me off.
Shh.
I'm just saying. Shh. I'm done.
Bathroom's over there.
Hollywood.
Bathroom's
listening.
Over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listening. Mm-hmm. Stop with the part one, part two. Done.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Because, the first thing you told me when you said it was part one, I said, oh, that means there's going to be a part two, which means you're not getting the full story.
100%. No. Mm-hmm. The appearance of Kittredge from the first film is hard to understand. Kittredge was the IMF boss in the first movie back in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't appeared in a Mission Impossible movie since.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring him back in, and you're like, wait, what? What has he been doing for the last 26 years?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel it was a little forced. That's a negative with me.
Okay.
Final comments on this one.
Okay.
It's another incredibly fun action movie made to watch on the big screen. Interestingly enough, most of the new things and surprises added to the franchise, I mean new and old characters, are the weakest link. But still a must-see.
Mm-hmm,
I think the new stuff they try to bring in and to try to, again, to grow the franchise is the weakest link of the film, but it's still fun. I would watch. Mm-hmm. I recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go into Oppenheimer.
Okay.
Or you want a break?
No. Let's go into Oppenheimer because we've got three movies to get through.
We gotta get it.
Yeah, no, this one is a movie that quite interests me. So I'll be interested to hear what you have to say.
I feel all three movies, by the way, are probably worth watching on the movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that. Anyways, Oppenheimer, directed by Christopher Nolan. You are a fan of Christopher Nolan,
mm-hmm.
correct?
I was watching him being interviewed the other day.
What did he say?
Oh, because he was talking about, you know, about the actors and the film, and, he came across very well, and he's finished it just in time.
Did he?
Well, of course he is, otherwise it'll be on bloody strike, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Let's go. Starring Cillian Murphy, is that pronounced Cillian Murphy? He's Irish.
Yeah, well, that's probably right if he's Irish.
Yeah, Cillian Murphy, Matt Damon, Robert Downey Jr., and Emily Blunt.
Mm-hmm.
Tour de force cast.
Mm-hmm.
Tour de force cast.
Mm-hmm.
Give us the plot, Jerry.
The story of American scientist J. Robert Oppenheimer and his role in the development of the atomic bomb. That's it, then.
Right down your alley, Jerry.
Oh, that was a quick one.
But this is right down your alley,
uh-huh.
this movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is made for Jerry D. right mm-hmm. here. Let's go. Positives. Christopher Nolan takes his time to tell the story. Never rushes it for the good of an ideal for the good of an ideal runtime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I say this, telling you this movie is 3 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
but here's the next positive: the film never drags.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't drag. You do not feel the 3 hours. I was invested. I was thrilled by the story. I wanted to know what happened. Obviously, everybody understands what happened because everybody knows
mm-hmm.
the story.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, they go deeper into his psyche, into his decision-making, and how he ended up with the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Cillian Murphy is amazing as Robert Oppenheimer. Expect an Oscar nomination.
I was going to say, I mean, from what they were talking about, this guy has done a really, really good job.
Interestingly enough, this man appeared for the first time in Western movies,
mm-hmm.
I would say,
mm-hmm.
in the big time. In the first Christopher Nolan, or not the first Christopher Nolan, in the first Batman movie that Christopher Nolan directed.
Oh, okay.
And the reason he got a role in that is because he auditioned for Batman, and Christopher Nolan liked him so much that he gave him a role as one of the villains.
Mm-hmm.
Because he already had Christian Bale as Batman.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how he started, and he has been in every Christopher Nolan film since.
Mm-hmm.
And now he is the star in this. There you go.
Yeah, because that's one of the things he was talking about. He always had him as a co-actor,
yeah.
and he said this is the first time that I said, I want to put you in the lead role.
And he nailed it, man.
Yeah.
It's great. You might know him from Peaky Blinders. He's the lead in Peaky Blinders.
Oh, that's right. Of course he is.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that hadn't crossed my mind. But
there you go.
Of course he is.
He's a great actor.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Damon is equally as good as Admiral Groves. Also expect an Oscar nomination.
Okay.
Are you a fan of Matt Damon?
Yes, I am.
There you go. You know what Matt Damon has said in presses
that
for this movie?
That he's a fan of The Breakfast Show?
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
First show he listens every morning. But he said he was going to take a break from acting, and he negotiated this with his wife. And he said, I'll take a break from acting to be the family, but there is a clause. If Christopher Nolan calls, I'm in. and Christopher Nolan called, and he's in this movie.
And she's divorced.
By the way, he said this to her wife and negotiated with his wife during couples therapy. So there you go. Matt Damon might get divorced soon. No, I'm kidding. Matt Damon has been married for a very long time. Anyways, the score and cinematography are beautiful and are pivotal to the storytelling. This is great. When a director introduces every aspect of a movie, including cinematography and directing, into the story. Like, when you hear the score of this movie, there are moments, I was telling my wife, if you listen to the score, there's moments that there's a little sound that sounds like a radio, like a radiation detector. And you're there and you're listening. It's like, it is incredibly, it completely enthralls you into the film. Also, the cinematography is beautiful. It's rare to achieve tension of an audience that already knows the result of the Manhattan Project. And that's again, quality and storytelling. Everybody knows what happened. Everybody understands. But there's still tension. And when they're going to do that test for the atomic bomb, you're still like, is it going to work? Which is great. To understand that Nolan used practical effects to replicate the Trinity test of the atomic bomb is impressive. He actually made a bomb.
As one does.
Like, it's crazy that he keeps doing this and he keeps getting money to do this. But he did. And it looks amazing on screen, especially on the big screen. I gotta say.
Wow.
Let's go with negatives. Christopher Nolan's storytelling gimmicks can get convoluted at times. This has been one of his tropes. He always thinks of different ways of telling his story. He never does it chronologically. And so you gotta start going back and forth between Robert Oppenheimer when he is being in like an audience to see if he's gonna lose his clearance, his security clearance. You go back to his life to when he became the project manager of Project Manhattan. You go to where the guy in charge is gonna be confirmed for this for the cabinet. Like, you, there's three different timelines, and they keep jumping back and forth, so you got to be following around. It gets convoluted. Downey Jr.'s performance has a Tony Stark quality to it, which is an issue for me. I did not enjoy this. Robert Downey Jr. is one of the greatest actors we've seen so far, but he obviously was Iron Man for many, many years, and he has said that his performance in Iron Man has made him more fun, I guess, or less method acty. And I can see in his performance, he still has a little bit of that Tony Stark suave. And when he's playing a super old, like when I say super old, like balding old man, he still acts with his chin up, with this confidence that Tony Stark has. And you're like, I don't know if that's the right performance.
Some of us still do that.
Obviously. But I'm saying, his performance, I feel, I can't separate them. I can't separate Tony Stark versus...
But the problem is here is you've seen too many Iron Man movies, really.
But that's the thing. I hope that's the reason and not that he has just...
No, it's you.
Not given that...
It's
that,
you
that,
because, that, I mean, I will go and watch this without even thinking of Iron Man.
Maybe.
Because I don't watch them.
Maybe. That's a good call.
Yes. You see, you're blinded.
I might be. I'm not going to lie.
You've got blinkers.
I might be biased.
Yes. And you didn't recognize him. He didn't have a cape on.
No, he doesn't. Iron Man doesn't have a cape. Come on. You know better.
It's a nice helmet.
A big, great helmet. Great helmet.
I saw a video on one of these shorts about a guy actually made one of those helmets.
With a 3D
printer.
Okay.
And it actually opened up. Shh.
There you go.
For his cat.
For his cat?
Yeah, it was brilliant. There's this cat going around with an Iron Man mask.
I'm assuming he doesn't have a job?
Yeah, he makes masks for cats.
For cats. Doing well. It's a big market. Anyways.
Final comment.
Final. Some last negative. Some questionable accent work from the cast.
At all, no.
No, there's a lot of Russians and Germans and from non-Russian German people. And you're like, come on, it's a little cartoonish. A little Rocky and Bullwinkle.
No,
you remember Rocky and Bullwinkle?
No.
Come on. I'm
from England.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Welcome. Final comments. Christopher Nolan is joining the ranks of a few people that can open a box office hit just by simply having their name on the poster. Obviously, this power comes with consistent quality. Oppenheimer is an incredible story about human achievement, told by a writer-director that has a goal of achieving original box office hit made with a big screen spectacle in mind. That's a good.
Yeah, no, but is it a movie that I need to go to?
The IMAX theater in Alta Plaza.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah?
I 100% recommend anybody going to watch this movie. And okay. Alta Plaza, if you're listening, give me some free tickets. But
and one for Jerry.
One for Jerry. But the IMAX in Alta Plaza is the way to watch this movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Cam.
You want to go for it? Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I'm a Barbie.
Right, let's get on to the serious stuff.
I gotta ask first of all.
Yes.
I'm sure. Jasmine, did you pink up for this movie? Pink up? Did you dress in pink?
No. We're going next weekend. Oh, okay. This weekend.
Maybe. Christina's office did.
Yeah, they did.
They all dressed in pink.
There you go. Are you gonna dress in pink, Jasmine?
Mm,
with your son?
I don't think so.
No. There's a lot of people dressed in pink.
I'm not excited about this movie.
Really? Interesting. No. I thought you would have been pumped up.
Hey, when you've been on...
I'm going because I have free tickets.
There you go. That's I hope my review convinces you of otherwise.
Well, you see, the thing is, you know, after working here on The Breakfast Show, everything else is boring.
Obviously.
You know, it's in line. Yeah.
Let's go with Barbie then.
Okay.
Written and directed by Greta Gerwig.
First of all, hang on.
Yes.
Is it right? Ken's got my hair color and style.
It's a little more blonde than white.
A little more blonde.
But yeah. The I gotta be honest, pretty close. You're nailing the Ken look.
Okay, then I found my... I can do stand-ins.
Now you just need to work out like a demon. And just...
A what?
Like a crazy person.
Oh, no, that's easy.
That is it? Got it.
Okay. Sorry, I interrupted you. Carry on.
Anyways... Directed and written and directed by Greta Gerwig. That she is actually going up there in quality. Like she directed and wrote. Free Bird is not the name. Oh my god, I'm blanking on the name of her Oscar nominated film. Lady Bird. Sorry, Lady Bird. Mm-hmm. She got nominated for writing that movie and directing that movie, I believe. Then she made Little Women.
Oh, okay.
And she also got great reviews, and the movie did really well. Now she does this, and the movie is being a huge hit. And she right now got hired to restart the whole Narnia books again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like that story.
She's going up. Mm-hmm. Anyways, starring Margot Robbie, mm-hmm. who you are a fan of, Ryan Gosling, and mm-hmm. America Ferrara.
Oh, really?
You remember America Ferrara from Ugly Betty?
No.
She was Ugly Betty.
Oh, she was Ugly Betty?
Yeah.
Oh.
The American version.
Okay.
Okay. Give us a plot, Jared.
No.
Come on.
It's one line.
It's two lines in my phone, on my phone.
Well, it's one line on my computer.
I believe you can nail it. You have enough pathos that you can nail that one line, brother.
Barbie suffers a crisis that leads her to question her world and her existence. And that's it.
There you go. That's the gist.
Uh-huh.
Let's go with the positives. First, using the perception of Barbie and Ken as a comparison to the real world is a testament to Gerwig's intelligence and creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Did not see this coming. Had never tied one, two and two together. She did. That's why she gets the big bucks. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Margot Robbie shows off her range as an actor. I mean, what Margot Robbie has done in the last couple of 10 years mm-hmm. regarding being a superhero and being in a very dense Hollywood movie and being now in a Barbie movie that shows an amazing range of emotions and pathos. Like, it's crazy. Like, she is becoming an amazing, like, household actress, which I'm sure she will get a role soon that will give her that Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Ryan Gosling is having a blast playing a goofball Ken. Ryan mm-hmm. Gosling, man, signed up for this, and you can tell he was like, let's go. All in. All in, man. He did the wax. He did the tanning. He did the blonde hair. And he was like, let's go. And he just is enjoying his time in this set, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
America Ferrera's monologue is in the beginning of the third act is a female perspective that probably has never been verbalized on film before. I have never, and I'll say this, I have never heard a woman giving a speech relating her experience in the real world as a woman more eloquently than this monologue.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I, at that moment, looked at my wife and apologized.
As you do every day, I would assume. You know, I'm sorry.
But she really said it like it's actually true. And I'm not going to explain it. I'm not going to, because I can't. But any woman who saw this movie will completely empathize with that monologue.
Okay.
Okay. No real villain, just ideas about culture and the world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real villain. They try to, in the trailer, you'll feel like, oh, Mattel's the villain.
Mm-hmm.
But they really are not. The movie has no real villain. The movie is about Barbie, like, evolving into a person, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. Incredible and unexpected supporting role by Michael Cera. Apparently, back in long time ago, I wasn't alive, there was another kind of Ken doll called Alan. Did you know this?
No.
Well, he makes an appearance as a discontinued doll. And it's incredibly funny. And especially because Michael Cera has been gone from movies for quite a while now.
Mm-hmm.
For like 10
mm-hmm.
years. And it's a great, great cameo. And that's not really a cameo. He's a full-on supporting role. Very hard to pull off an original ending for this kind of story. I believe Barbie comes pretty close to it. It's both heartfelt and funny.
Mm-hmm,
I
mm-hmm.
enjoy that. The use of actual sets makes a huge difference to world building in films. They build all these sets to the point that there was a story that the world had a pink paint shortage because of the Barbie movie. Okay? They really built like all the Barbie dolls and the Barbie houses mm-hmm, and the cars. Mm-hmm, they mm-hmm. did it all.
Brilliant.
And it looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with negatives. Even though it's funny, Gosling's over-the-top acting can get old.
Mm-hmm.
He is very goofball. He can the whole time and very big. And it can, at some points, like, tone it down a little bit. Will Ferrell, same thing as the CEO of Mattel. He's very big. He can get old after a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mattel executive storyline is very much a no-show for the entirety of the second act and most of the third. It's a whole thing about Barbie going to Mattel and them trying to get her back into mm-hmm. the Barbie mm-hmm. world. But that is the entire first act, and then it just moves in a different direction. And we don't see these guys again until the very end of the third act, which
okay.
is weird. Final comments?
Yes.
An original film about a very old toy. Greta Gerwig takes a simple idea about a Barbie coming into the real world and makes a film with a lot to say. The film is poignant for the times we live in. It's funny and has great heartfelt moments. Plus, the marketing for the film has been huge for the early success of the film. Oh. The marketing has been incredible. I gotta give my hat to the marketing department on this, because they've really done a great job with it. And there is a reason why it's the number one movie in the world right now.
Okay.
Bigger than Oppenheimer, bigger than Mission Impossible.
Did you know?
Yes.
That Barbie had a sister?
Grace, was it?
No. Barbie had a sister.
Kelly, was it?
No. Lily. Oh,
really?
We'll drink a drink to Lily the pink, the savior of the human race. For she invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. Mr. Fleas had sticky out ears, and it made him awful shy. And so they gave him medicinal compound. Now he's learning how to fly. Ratatouille was known to be bony. He would never eat his meal. And so they gave him medicinal compound. Now they moved him round on wheels. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the pink, the pink, the pink, the savior of.
Drink to Lily the pink, the pink, the pink.
I've never heard that song.
No, yeah, you see, you've not lived. You really haven't lived, have you?
I haven't lived, I think. Is that big of a song?
It was a hit.
Was it? Back when?
Back when, exactly, yes.
There we go.
It's by a band called The Scaffold. Now, there's a little hidden thing in
there. There we go.
Because The Scaffold comprises of one other person was Mike McGear.
Who is?
Is the brother of Paul McCartney.
Really?
Michael McCartney.
Why the difference in last name?
Because he didn't want to be associated with the McCartney name, pushing the band forward.
He missed that boat.
He did, yes, he did. So they made a song called Lily the Pink.
I would have used that last name like nobody's business.
So 3 movies.
Three movies, man.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest, I still love to doing a double feature. I know my wife cannot. I think she's done that with me 3 times in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all 3 times, by the second movie, she's gone. Like, she's
fallen asleep.
Or that, or she's zoned out. Like,
she's using her phone.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay. I think that's not her thing. But I love it. I think 3 times in my life, I've done 3
mm-hmm.
in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And I still love it, man. I still love going to the movie theaters. I love that.
Out of the 3, which is the one you enjoyed the most?
Interesting. Different reactions to it. I think the funnest one by far was Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it. It was a fun time. But the most, like, as a film, is got to be Oppenheimer.
Yeah, I mean, you've got 3 different types of movie. I mean,
yeah,
you've
super
got,
different
I mean,
movie,
you know,
yeah.
Mission Impossible is an ongoing saga, which is a little bit like the Bond movies.
They've
got that kind of following. The other one, Oppenheimer, of course, is a docu-type movie, I guess. But a good topic. I mean, because I'm not really that au fait with...
With Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer, yeah. So.
Interesting enough, I've said this many times on the show, one of the main reasons I go to the movies now is because, and the main thing I'm looking for is to be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And of all 3, the least one I was surprised of was Mission Impossible.
Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
I, like, especially...
Here we go, another one.
Yeah, and the biggest stunt of the film
mm-hmm.
has been the main marketing for the film.
Oh, okay.
Which is him going through a motorcycle and off a cliff and going into a parachute. That was the biggest stunt of the film, and again, it was the first thing that came out in the marketing of it. So yeah, out of the all 3, that was my least surprising watch, I guess, but it's still enjoyable because it's he has upped his game into how entertain people. That's the, and he's said it many times. I do these movies to entertain people, and he does. Mm-hmm. They're super entertaining to watch.
Because, I mean, I said to go to the movies is to be entertained.
100%.
Taken away from reality. Although Oppenheimer, of course, is different.
And that's the beauty. Oppenheimer, and this is where great movies come from. When you are able to entertain and still tell a thrilling story, it's just like that's the money right there.
Yeah, and you wouldn't really think. I mean, it's an interesting topic. You wouldn't really think, well, you know, it's about, well, we built the bomb and it went off, so what? But there's like all the politics behind and all
that. Amazing. The politics behind it is just wow. Like, Albert Einstein makes an appearance in the film.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's really, really a great watch. It's a great watch, and it's a story that, like, right now, what I want to do is get my hands on a Oppenheimer bio book. Mm-hmm. I want to learn more. That's the goal of going to that movie.
Yeah. Okay, but just quickly, well, what now you've done those? What's left? What are you going to see this week?
Interestingly enough, now this summer, like, takes a big dip in quality, I guess, because I think this weekend, I think Haunted Mansion, that based on the Disney ride.
Okay.
Premieres, which looks funny, looks entertaining, but obviously it's going to be a dip in quality.
Mm-hmm.
And then it really takes a dip with the Meg 2.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? The giant shark movie?
No.
Well, there's a reason why not. Mm. But now they're making a sequel of it. And it looks stupider and horrible CGI. But those are the movies coming up. So now we take a real dip into
all right. All right. Well, look, thanks a lot, man. That was very good.
Yeah.
Three great movies this week.
I agree.
And all being well, we'll see you next week, unless, of course, you're disappearing.
I might take another vacation from this.
Yeah, I'm gonna, how much do I have to pay you?
For vacation?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really good deal.
The big thanks.
All the best, man.
Andreas Clemente with us for this week's movie reviews.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
I'm so sick of that same old love.
Are you also sick of that same old love? Those same awkward dates, impersonal, virtual, of people ghosting you on dating apps? Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka present Dating Game by Cool FM. Sign up on our website to experience a speed dating like no other, with like-minded people, a singles party afterwards, and the best mixology by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Starting at 6 p.m., Thursday, August 3rd, in Tacos La Neta Selena Rooftop, Casco Viejo, come enjoy a mixology session, speed dating, and the best music thanks to our DJs. A fun party with the possibility of finding a match that will not ghost you through the phone before even having a chance to meet. And if you don't find a romantic match, we're sure you will find many new friends. If you're between 25 and 40 years old, sign up on coolfmpanama.com and join our singles event this August 3rd in Tacos La Neta, Selena Rooftop, Casco Viejo. Are you ready to match face to face? Dating Game by Cool FM, presented by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka.
I'll tell you what, all ready for that dating game. I can't go, I don't fall in the age bracket. Discrimination, that's what it is. Anyway, I'm happily married, for God's sake. But are you ready to match face-to-face? Well, the girls, apparently, they're more than ready. We're just missing a few of the guys, apparently. So if you're listening, don't miss out on the opportunity of meeting interesting people at their event on the 3rd of August. It's at Selena Casco Viejo, the dating game by Cool FM, Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka, starting at 6 p.m. They'll have speed dating and a singles party as well. Well, if you're interested, you can always WhatsApp us here on The Breakfast Show on 677 1-888-222-6772, 677-1822. All right, and if you do that, and just say that you're interested in more information, and we'll get that for you, okay? We'll send it, send you all the info. You can also register just by going along to coolfmpanama.com. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. You and I are listening. ago. That is Roger Waters there and Radio Waves.
That's a song called Radio Waves. You're listening to Chaos in Los Angeles, and we've got Billy on the line.
There we are, K-A-O-S, chaos, chaos everywhere. 20 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show, and Paul over there in the UK, over there in South London, he just sent me in some news. It says here that Kevin Spacey has been found not guilty in sex offences trial, which has been going on in the UK. Interesting thing about this, he's been found not guilty of 9 sex offences at London's Southwark Crown Court. That's where the trial was, not where they took place. The 64-year-old Hollywood star denied the charges, which included 7 counts of sexual assault. The alleged victims are now in their 30s and 40s, with the incidents said to have happened in 2001 and 2013. Prosecutors told the jury the star had left the 4 complainants feeling small, diminished and worthless. Now, what's interesting here is that all 4 of Spacey's accusers are entitled to lifelong anonymity under the law. And basically it says here, you know, why are they not naming the complainants? And well, it's because they're not allowed to under UK law. Anyone who alleges that they are victims of sexual offence is automatically legally entitled to lifelong anonymity. Now, that means it's a criminal offence for the media or anybody else to publish their name or anything which it identifies them, and this applies to posting on social media as well. But surely this must have come out in the trial. But the interesting point is now that if Kevin Spacey has been found not guilty, surely then he has the right to sue the accusers for defamation of character. Yes? Yes or no? Interesting. So, anyway, there we are. Thank you very much for that, Paul. Very interesting. Straight off the press. This is Heart on the Breakfast Show. Who will you run to? Then we're checking in with Yaz and seeing who's been born on this day in the world of music.
You're not true.
Oh!
There we go, that's Heart and Who Will You Run To. It is time on the program to put my head over my shoulder and say good morning, yes.
Hello, good morning. And happy Wednesday.
It is a happy Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Yes, every day is a happy day.
Mm-hmm.
Especially at 10 o'clock. Only joking. So, you're going to see Barbie at the weekend?
I guess so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, I'm glad. Mm-hmm. So, you're going to come in pink next week?
No, I don't think so. I'm going to be a rebel. I'm going to wear blue.
Join in the fun. And that's why we got a message from Mary Lou while we were talking with Andrea. It says, I hate pink. And I hate Barbie.
I don't hate pink. But I don't like to be part of this mass of, you know, marketing and...
This hysteria.
Yes. I don't like that.
It's fun. Shall I wear a pink shirt tomorrow?
Oh, yes, you can, of course.
Oh, see. Now it changed your mind.
But I love to be a rebel, so...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you do that's rebelly exciting? How do you class being a rebel? Not wearing pink?
Uh-huh, exactly.
Okay, all right. Did you have a Barbie?
I guess not.
You don't even...
I had similar dolls, but not exactly Barbie.
You didn't have Barbies?
No. We were poor, so...
Was Barbie only for rich people?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Did you get one of those sort of like Japanese dolls with big eyes?
Yeah. Something like that. Mm-hmm.
Me too. Right. So, what do you got planned for today, anyway?
Today, is the opening of a new store in...
Oh, it's the wallpaper store, is
it? Costa del Este, yes.
Oh, okay, don't get plastered.
So, I guess I'll be there.
Okay.
I don't know, I have to work today, so I'll see.
Okay, all right, well, that'll be fun. Is it one... Because I remember you went to a wallpapering store before. Is it the same people, but...
No, I don't think it's the same people. No? I don't know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. But it's a different name. It's a different store, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
What if they've got flock wallpaper? Do you know what flock wallpaper is?
No. What is it?
It's like it's got velvet on it. It's like velvet to touch.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of them, mostly they have sort of designs, and the designs are sort of like furry when you touch them.
Ah, well, the last store I went, remember, it was like that. They had paper like that.
You know,
it's very expensive.
Yeah, you know where... In England...
Mm-hmm.
All Indian restaurants have that type of paper on the wall.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Flock wallpaper, we call it.
Mm.
And, yeah.
Yeah, because the last one was from Turkey.
Oh, okay.
So it was very expensive, but beautiful.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, Because is wallpaper sort of making a come... Because, I don't know, you don't see many places with wallpaper, do you?
No, exactly. Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, it's a shame, really.
Mm-hmm.
Until you want to change it.
It's like an old-fashioned something like that, but seems like it's coming back.
Well, I hope so. Yeah, wallpapers, well, we could wallpaper this place because we've got cracks everywhere. the trouble with this, because I don't know why they just didn't leave it, because when they built this place, you know, they do the cement.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look in, like, the lounge, they've got the original roof still there, which is the cement, which is a bit rough, but it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is the people that had this originally, they decided to put this sort of gypsum on the wall.
Uh-huh.
And the problem with it is that, you know, you have air conditioning and you turn the air conditioning off and you turn it on and you turn it on. So remember...
And the humidity.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The walls get cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you turn it off, obviously damp condensation builds up, I guess, on the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually they crack.
Yeah.
And it's a pain in the butt to get them redone. I put masking tape on mine. Look at that, it's a big one. Goes all the way. It's going to be a big piece of masking tape, and then I'll paint it all white.
Oh, yes, because the ones that you already have there are not white.
No, because I haven't painted them yet.
Oh, okay.
It's I tell you what, I wouldn't want to buy this place. So there we go. Alright, so that's your day off. You're going to be wallpapering.
Mm-hmm.
And what have we got in the world of music today? Any exciting?
Oh yes, the first one, you were exciting.
Mm-hmm.
That is Darlene Love. She was born in 1941.
Mm-hmm.
Singer from the Crystals, who had the 1962 U.S. number one single, He's a Rebel. Yay, like us.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Oh, there's no, we're not going to wear pink.
And the 1963 UK number two single, Then He Kissed Me.
I remember that one. I said, oh, when you told me, I said, that's the one I want to play.
Mm-hmm.
Then He Kissed Me. There we go, yes. So the Crystals there. And Then He Kissed Me. You heard that one before?
No.
It's annoying. I know all the words. Singing away there. Yes. That was, 1963 you said that was released. I was 14.
Mm-hmm. 1963.
I was alive in 63. Good. I'm still alive. In 2023.
Wow.
Yes, so that's, yes, that's a long time. Was it 60 years?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And the song sounds like very old.
Music doesn't have an age, does it?
Yeah, the quality of this one.
Well, yes, it was, yes, well, I guess production has changed a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next one you've got, that's another memory for me.
Mm-hmm. And he was born the same year, 1941. Mm-hmm. Neil Landon, singer and songwriter with the band Fat Mattress.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know them, right?
No.
Which he co-founded with guitarist singer Noel Redding. He later joined the Flower Pot Man, who scored a hit in 1967 with Let's Go to San Francisco, which reached number 4 in the UK singles chart. Landon was a member of the Ivy League, who had the 1965 UK number 3 single, Tossing and Turning.
Mm-hmm.
I know that one.
Yeah, you know, Tossing and Turning?
Uh-huh.
That's what happens when you wake up in the middle of the night. So, but the one I wanted to play, because this one has a good memory, because this was a 1967 hit, so Let's Go to San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
by the Flower Pot Men. The reason I remember this one so well, I was 18, and I was in the Air Force, and I was stationed at RAF, Stanford? I can't remember. Anyway, I was there, and there we were, sort of in the military, and we were sitting in the nappy. This is like where you have the bar and you can get something. R.E.S. Stanbridge, there we go, that's it. And we were sitting there and we went and picked, we picked some roses off the in front of the women's block. And we were in there and with a drink, sitting on the floor. Okay, this is a big, you know, your big muscular military men, you see. Okay. Sitting on the floor with roses in our hair. And this on the jukebox. There we go, yes, the Flower Pot Men. And let's go to San Francisco.
I don't remember that one either. I don't remember that one.
I've played that one many times on
here.
Yes.
Okay.
You should write down the songs while I play them.
Then
you,
oh, yes.
Then you wouldn't forget. I like this. We've got a message in, following on with the Barbie topic. Got a message in here from Mary Lou. And let me just get up here. It's, oh, we've got a little gift from Lady with Flowers in her hair from Renee as well. Mary Lou, she says, when I remember I said she hated pink and Barbies. She said, when I was a little girl, I used to get lots of Barbies, but never liked them. So I was always tearing them apart in pieces. and then going to skate or play any board games. You should have got the not the Barbie, but the Ken, the doctor, and he'd have put them all back together again for you. You know, all the, he made bits of Barbie. It's sort of like a horror movie, really, isn't
exactly.
it? Yeah, yes. And she says, "I was born in 1965, and I remember that song. That's the Flower Pot Men." And the other one was the one with flowers in your hair. The Flower Pot. She's the Flower Power. Yes, indeed. So there we go. That's it's been a bit of a strange day, really, hasn't it? With all things we've been saying, you know, now we've got Murdering Barbie. You know, I think Mattel should bring out a horror film about Barbie as well. Oh dear. Anyway, so you're going to go off. I tell you what, before you go off, because we were talking, when we were talking about Neil Landon, mm-hmm. and you said Tossing and Turning. You really remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
I guess so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the Ivy League. The Ivy League, Tossing and Turning.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, we see we've got another story here. We've got Renee.
Mm-hmm.
Needless to say, Renee's got Barbie.
Happy birthday, Renee.
Yeah, happy birthday, yeah. You should have got another a Barbie for your birthday. She says, Mary Lou cracks me up. I've still got my Barbie dolls and clothing.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's posh. She's posh. She's mm-hmm. Oh, bummer, I don't have the RV or luxury townhouse anymore. Dear, they'd be worth a bit of money these days, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
I have a very 70s light blue suitcase full of all my Barbie stuff.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Do you know what went wrong? I had a teddy bear.
Because you're British.
Yes. Well, I had a teddy bear. There was no sort of Kens and Barbies when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You'd get arrested if you had those.
My sister had a teddy bear too.
But I have a Barbie here in the studio, don't I?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, the mm-hmm. one that came from Cabaret Caliente.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Looks like Ingrid.
No, it doesn't. She's got a black and white striped dress. That was made by the cook, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The dress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, memories come flooding back. And I took another story back in those days. The other one, which I said was... If you go to San Francisco, wear some flowers in your hair. Do you remember that one?
Which one?
If you go to San Francisco, be sure to wear flowers in your hair.
No.
Sometimes I wonder.
I remember the other one, the rocker. What is her name? Lily Allen?
Lily Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Lily Allen is modern.
This is
going back to the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And flower power.
Mm-hmm.
And wearing flowers in your hair, sitting in the middle of the military base.
Mm-hmm.
here we go. This is Scott McKenzie, San Francisco. Be sure to wear flowers in your hair.
Going to San Francisco. Be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle people there. For those who come to San Francisco, summertime will be a loving day. In the streets of San Francisco,
Scott McKenzie, San Francisco. Be sure to wear flowers in your hair. You remember that one?
Mm-hmm, yes.
You're good.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just saying that, are you?
No.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played that before.
Played that before? Yeah, mm-hmm. No, we have.
Yeah.
Now, let's see. The conversation goes on. Well, Renee still has her first teddy.
Mm-hmm.
Her first teddy bear.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
I don't know what Neil did with my teddy bear, because when I came over here, disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Poor teddy. Remember, I painted teddies when I was. I had that teddy given to me when I was 10 months old.
Wow!
And I actually remember it being given to me. It was in Haberseath when we lived there. We lived in the police house, just up the road from the pub, and it was just before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a Christmas party at the pub, and we're all sitting on the floor, and I was given that teddy.
Wow.
And I had that teddy until something happened to it, which was such a shame.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have nightmares of my teddy being sort of put in a rubbish dump.
Wow.
Yeah, no wonder I suffer from anxiety. Now I've gone for my teddy. My teddy's gone.
Wow.
So, never rains in San Francisco. There's another story. Mary Lou... apparently her dad used to fix her Barbies. And when my cousins, they used to bring their G.I. Joes. And then there was a Barbie Ken and G.I. Joe's War. Mm-hmm. Just shows how different, you know, kids are to us adults. Because mm-hmm. if we had the Barbie dolls and then they bought G.I. Joe's over as well with Ken's, mm-hmm. there'd be an orgy, wouldn't there? Mary Lou likes teddy bears. Mm-hmm. So there we go. That's been something to talk about this morning, hasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I got another one of those songs from sort of around about that period about flowers. Because mm-hmm. if it was raining, mm-hmm. it'd be just flowers in the rain. This comes from The Move.
Woke up one morning half asleep with all my blankets in a heap and yellow roses scattered all around. The time was still approaching before I could stand it anymore. So Mary goes upon my eider down. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the glade. Feel the power of the rain making the garden grow. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the glade. Feel the power of the rain keeping me cool. So I lay upon my side with all the windows open wide. Couldn't pressurize my head from speaking. Hoping not to make a sound, I pushed my bed into the ground. In time to catch the sight that I was seeking. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain.
The band, The Move, and Flowers in the Rain. I don't know if you can see this, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we've got a picture. We've got a picture here.
Uh-huh.
That is Renee.
Wow.
Yeah, it says, I still have my favourite stuffed animal of mine. It says, my black cat. That's Renee. She was about 4 or 5.
Oh, really? Wow. She hasn't, that's so cute.
She hasn't changed, has she, really? No, it's the same. Happy birthday.
Same face.
How many years ago? and she sent another picture here with her. This is picture, that's her, and then uh-huh. that's her daughter, only her oldest. Okay. Oldest taken with the same toy.
Wow.
See? They even passed the toys down as well as the clothes. Right? So there we go.
Wow, that's so nice.
And it's cute, isn't it? And he says, can you tell my mum was a hairstylist? We always had our hair perfectly styled when we were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
We read this. It was interesting, then. We had a busy little conversation this morning.
Yes.
So that's good. What should we talk about tomorrow, yes? Well, we've got, all being well, I have Alex who might be talking tech tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And, apart from that, I think we're done.
Oh, yes.
Shall we go off and do something else now?
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back tomorrow, shall we?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hasta mañana.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. See you tomorrow. Yes. Thanks a lot. And thanks for all of you joining me this morning. It's been quite a fun little morning, and managed to sort of find pieces of music to fit in with most things. Big thanks to all of you, all our listeners out there, been texting us this morning. It's Paul, the Mary Lou, Renee, and Philippe. Thank you all very much for joining in. It's always fun when you join in the program. I don't feel lonely. Big thanks goes to Andreas this morning for our movie reviews. He actually did 3 of them this morning as well, which was great. So we'll have a little précis of that on our website today, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. So big thanks to Andreas, big thanks to Yasmin here in the studio, my producer, social media, you name it, she does it. And to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the UK, who is looking after us. He sort of gets a lot of our information for us, background information here for The Breakfast Show. And to the boys and girls of Group Brigade who keep us up and running, and especially to Isaac, who's there first thing every morning. Thank you, Isaac. And Phil, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. I'll be back with you same time tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the morning. Whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, well, please, 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 do it carefully. 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. So from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby.